Awe Islanders, are you looking for an insider scoop on everything Awe Island? Well, look no further than our very own newsletter. By signing up, you'll be the first to know about any Awe Island-related news, updates, and big announcements. And as a special thank you for signing up, you'll get access to a special Awe Island episode called Odette Goes Camping. This exclusive episode is only available to newsletter subscribers, so don't miss out. Simply head over to aweisland.com and enter your email address when prompted. Thank you for listening, and now, let's begin the relaxation.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice, deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Good job. Today, picture yourself lying in a warm sunbeam in a green grassy meadow. As you lie in the meadow, the grass below you feels fluffy and cozy. Sunlight hugs you from head to toe as you relax, covered in a blanket of light. A gentle breeze floats by and the air smells fresh. Relax as you enjoy the softness of the green grass and the gentleness of the sun's warmth. And let's take another deep dragon breath in and out. Beneath your head is a soft pillow of grass, and you relax even more as the sun gently warms your face. Now your whole body feels cozy. As you continue to enjoy the sun's warmth, let's take one more deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Color Confusion. It was a scorching hot day in the Awe Island forest. The air was thick with humidity, and a lazy, lethargic atmosphere seemed to envelop the entire area. Even in the shade of the lush trees, many animals sought refuge from the heat by heading down to the pond to take a refreshing drink and cool off. George Turtle had been napping in his cozy burrow, sheltered from the oppressive heat, when he woke up feeling quite thirsty. He stretched his legs and crawled out of his burrow to take a breath of fresh air. The heat was overwhelming, and George could feel his shell heating up under the sun's rays, peeking through the trees. He decided to head down to the pond to cool off, taking slow and careful steps to avoid overheating. As he approached the pond, George caught sight of his friends, Petunia Possum and Ballet Bunny, already lapping up the cool water and chatting animatedly. George was glad to see them and decided to join them in the water to take a rejuvenating drink and soak in the refreshing coolness. As George approached the pond, he heard Petunia and Ballet's voices carrying over the sound of the water. "Hey, George," Petunia called out, waving at him from the edge of the pond. George made his way over to his friends. "Hey, Petunia. Hey, Ballet. It's so hot today, isn't it?" he said, dipping his head into the water to take a long sip. Ballet nodded in agreement. It's like we're living on the sun," she said with a laugh. Petunia chuckled. "Yes, I don't normally come out during the day, but I just had to come to the pond to cool off," she said, splashing water onto her face. George nodded, grateful for the refreshing water that surrounded them. "I'm so glad I found you here," he said. "Now we can stay cool together." As they lounged in the pond, they shared stories of their day so far, talking about the different sights and sounds they had encountered. "I saw the most beautiful patch of wildflowers earlier," George said, closing his eyes and picturing the vibrant colors in his mind. "I found a new route through the forest that I never took before," said Petunia. "I stumbled upon a hidden waterfall that was just breathtaking." Ballet chimed in. I watched a family of birds teaching their chicks how to fly. They were so cute," she said, a smile spreading across her face. The three friends laughed and chatted for some time, but soon the conversation between George, Petunia, and Ballet started to peter out. They had shared all their interesting experiences of the day, and now a comfortable silence had descended upon them. Suddenly, Petunia spoke up. "Hey, I have an idea. Let's play I Spy." Ballet's ears perked up with interest. "Oh, that sounds like fun," she said. George nodded, liking the idea of a game. "Okay, how do we play?" he asked. Petunia grinned. "It's easy. One person says, 'I spy with my little eye something that is,' and then they describe something they can see. The other players have to guess what it is." I think I understand," said Ballet. "Can I go first?" "Sure," said Petunia. Ballet spun her head around, looking at her surroundings. I spy with my little eye." She paused and then exclaimed, "Something with wings." George looked around, trying to guess what Ballet had spotted. He saw several birds and butterflies fluttering around. Perhaps Ballet was thinking of one of those. George was the first to speak up. "Is it one of those birds over there?" he asked, pointing his head toward a group of birds sitting on a nearby branch. Ballet shook her head. Nope, it's not a bird," she said, with a hint of amusement in her voice. Petunia narrowed her eyes, scanning the area carefully. Suddenly, she spotted a dragonfly perched on a nearby leaf. "Is it a dragonfly?" she asked, pointing towards the tiny insect. Ballet clapped her paws together excitedly. "Yes, you got it, Petunia. I was thinking of a dragonfly," she said,
grinning at her friend.
Yes, Petunia cheered.
That means I get to go next.
Petunia looked around and spotted something interesting. I spy, with my little eye, something that is furry and has a long tail, she said, giving them a clue. George and Ballet looked at each other, trying to think of what Petunia might have seen. They carefully scanned the area, looking for any signs of a furry creature. Suddenly, Ballet's nose twitched and she sniffed the air.
Is it a squirrel? She asked, pointing towards a tree where a bushy-tailed squirrel was perched on a branch.
Petunia shook her head no.
It's not a squirrel, she said.
It's not you,
is it? Ballet asked jokingly.
Petunia laughed and spun around in a circle.
I guess I am furry with a long tail. But no, it's not me, she said.
George looked around, trying to spot something that matched Petunia's description. Suddenly, he noticed a small creature scurrying across the ground.
Is it a chipmunk? He asked, pointing towards the furry creature.
Petunia grinned widely.
Yes, you got it, George. I was thinking of a chipmunk, she said, sounding impressed.
Ballet and George felt proud of their correct guesses. Ballet raised a furry paw, and George lifted a scaly foot to give each other an imitation high-five gesture.
George, it's your turn now, said Ballet.
George took a moment to think of something that would be a bit tricky for Petunia and Ballet to guess. Finally, he looked over at a nearby leaf where a small red ladybug was perched. I spy, with my little eye, something small and red, he said, giving them his clue.
Is it a berry? Asked Petunia, looking around for any fruits.
Nope, it's not a berry, replied George.
Is it a flower? Ballet asked, scanning the area for any small blossoms.
It's not a flower either, said George.
Ballet furrowed her brows, thinking hard.
I don't know what it could be.
Petunia scratched her head.
Me neither, she said. I can't figure it out.
I thought it would be easy to guess, said Ballet, looking a little disappointed.
Yeah, me too, agreed Petunia. But it seems like George is really good at picking tricky things.
George felt a little confused. The ladybug was very close by. Its vibrant red wings stood out spectacularly against the green leaf. He wondered why his friends could not find it.
I'm sorry, said George. I didn't mean to pick something so difficult.
Then there came a wizened voice from above the pond.
What seems to be the trouble here?
It was Odin Owl, who was flying closer to the three friends. Odin landed on a branch nearby.
Hi, Odin, said Ballet, waving a paw.
We're playing I Spy, explained Petunia, but we can't figure out what George is thinking of.
Ah, I see, said Odin. He looked to George and asked, what's the clue?
I spy, with my little eye, something small and red, George repeated. Odin scanned the area looking for something that matched the description.
Suddenly the owl smiled.
Aha, he said.
Is it a ladybug?
Yes, exclaimed George. It is the ladybug.
What ladybug? Asked Petunia, searching the air around them.
I didn't see a ladybug. bug," added Ballet. "It's right there, on that leaf," said George in some surprise, tilting his head toward the little insect. Ballet and Petunia turned to look at the leaf, but their faces were still fixed in confusion. "Ah, I understand what's happening," Odin said sagely. "George, Petunia and Ballet can't see the ladybug from here because possums and bunnies can't see the color red." "What? Really?" George asked, shocked. "Oh yes," said Odin. "To them, the ladybug's wings might look like the same color as the leaf it's sitting on." The three friends looked at each other in surprise, realizing that they all saw the world in a different way.
I never thought about that," exclaimed Ballet.
"Me neither," agreed George. Petunia was quiet for a moment, deep in thought.
"So, does that mean we all see different colors?" she asked.
Odin nodded yes. "We all have different eyes and different brains, so each of us has a different perspective."
They all gave a big smile. "And it's our differences which make the world interesting," he proclaimed.
Petunia grinned. "Yes," she exclaimed.
"Thanks, Odin."
"You're welcome. Glad I could help." Odin turned around. "You three stay cool and have fun," he called as he flew away.
"Let's get a closer look at that ladybug," suggested Ballet.
Now I'm really curious about it."
George, Petunia, and Ballet made their way over to the leaf. As they got closer, Ballet hopped in delight.
Oh, wow. "I can see the ladybug's spots now," she exclaimed.
"Me too," said Petunia. "Odin was right. Her wings look just like the color of the leaf to me."
The realization that they all see the world in a different way left the trio feeling amazed. They spent the rest of the afternoon looking at their surroundings with newfound appreciation, noticing the various shades in the leaves, the richness of the sky, and the vibrancy of the flowers. They explained to each other what colors they were each perceiving, discussing the similarities and differences. As the sun began to dip lower in the sky, they grew tired. Although they felt content and grateful for their unique perspectives, it had been a hot day. Though the cool pond water had been refreshing, now a rest sounded just as inviting. George retreated into his cozy burrow, feeling grateful for the shade it provided on this hot day. He stretched out his legs and took a deep dragon breath in and out. George thought about his day and everything he was grateful for. George was thankful for the nearby pond where he and his friends had spent the afternoon cooling off and playing I Spy. He remembered how they had learned from Odin that different animals see different colors. George was thankful he had such a knowledgeable friend. George took another deep dragon breath in and out. most of all, he was thankful for his dear friends, Petunia and Ballet, who kept his company and gave him new perspectives on the world. George took one more deep dragon breath, in and out. With a contented sigh, George drifted off to sleep, dreaming of all the colorful discoveries that awaited him. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.